Following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And a Crane's going to block the attempt there of Sage Martin. And coming out of there with it will be Axtell, trying to go coast to coast. Sees it, Melama does, puts it up too strong. Ball deflected out into the hands of Schnell. She'll take a quick shot from seven and hit it. A 7-0 run by Axtell.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Wilcox as the Axtell Wildcats battle the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Ball inbounded to Denise Ogg, who comes down the sideline. He's all by himself. He'll drive, jump stop, spin, take it off glass. It hangs on the rim, and it's in. Just enough spin on that ball.
Wilcox Hildreth is having their best season since the merger and will face a tough test at home against perennial power Axtell. It's the Wildcats and Falcons coming up next, but for Senior Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Wilcox with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth High School for the boys' portion of tonight's Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader between the undefeated and third-ranked team in D2, Wilcox Hildreth, and the 11-3 D1 Axtell Wildcats. In the girls' game, it was a little sluggish tonight both ways. We'll talk with Axtell coach Kelly Cooksley at halftime, but they didn't shoot the ball particularly well, and Wilcox Hildreth just didn't get as many shots, and they fall to Axtell 44-31. This boys game, everybody thinks that they might be the one that can clip Wilcox Hildreth, and there's no doubt that Wilcox Hildreth still has some challenges on their schedule, but if they beat Axtell tonight, Amherst is the only team left on their schedule with a winning record in the regular season. Obviously, they'll get a couple of pops there in the conference tournament, but they're in a tough district. They want to keep winning. Spalding Academy, Riverside on the other side. Spalding Academy is going to be playing in the Goldenrod Tournament championship game tomorrow, and so they know they'll have their hands full, and it's always nice to have that wild card as some insurance. They'll get a test from an Axtell team that hasn't really backed down from anybody so far this season, and after losing a heartbreak one-pointer last week to Elm Creek, they come back home and beat Lawrence Nelson and Arapahoe. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the Axtell Wildcats, number 20, 6'3", junior Adam Lundeen. Number 21, 5'9", junior Cody Nickel. Number 23, 6'4", senior Marcus Kring. Number 24, 6'1", junior August Fischel. And number 50, 6'4", junior Sturgis Hansen. Head coach at Axtell is Andy Klepper, assisted by Eric Havronik. Axtell is 11-3 on the season. For Wilcox Hildreth, number 2 is a 6-foot senior Marshall Jeldon. Number 4 is a 5'8" senior Ivan Demeet Ogg. He is a special point guard, has a lot of quickness, and has grown in this program. Then they have a little bit of height with number 5, 6'3", junior Matthew Heinrichs, number 23, 5'11", senior Dalton Penny, and then inside, number 24, 6'5", junior Tristan Farley. Head coach at Wilcox Hildreth is Brent Heinrichs, assisted by Blake Farrenbrook and Brent Penny. Wilcox Hildreth is a perfect 14-0, third in the Lincoln Journal Star, sixth in the Omaha World Herald. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We've also got other radio games tonight. The Kearney High boys currently playing at Lincoln East on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And Hastings St. Cecilia trying to stay undefeated at David City Aquinas on 1230 AM KHAS. All of our games also available at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll tip it off after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
The opening tip is in the air, and it'll be controlled here by Axtell. As they bring it to the top, Demet Ogg goes for the ball, and he's going to be whistled for a foul. So one young man, and neither Wilcox Hill is not deep. So keep that in mind as they play tonight. As you've been listening to our New Tech Seed pregame show, contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Sturgis Hansen backing it in on Farley. Turnaround jumper hit the heel, no good. Got it back, left-hand return is good. So both teams actually do have a little height. We just haven't seen a lot of teams, no matter the level of basketball, that have a little bit of height. And Wilcox Hildreth and Axtell do have 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", on the floor. Falcons' first shot is a three by Jeldon. The left-hander puts it up, no good. Coming out to get the rebound is August Fischel. This Axtell team, very athletic. They can get up and down the floor, have shown that they can get you 6'8", 10 in a hurry. As Nickel will come in, he'll push off, but he's going to get a blocking foul called. He did the old put the ball in the left hand after he took the dribble, shove off with the right hand. But a blocking foul going to be called here on Wilcox Hildreth. And it'll be on Marshall Jeldon, his first, the team's second. Axtell with the basketball, turnaround jumper Hansen on the inbounds, no good. Ball tipped around, falls to Hansen. Oh, he missed a point blank one. Another chance, no good. And then it's going to be grabbed underneath the hoop by Wilcox Hildreth, Tristan Farley to the other end. Demet Ogg comes right down the lane, throws up an off-balance jumper, and as you can tell by the crowd, he hits it, and we're tied at 2 a minute in. A little full-court pressure being put on here by the Falcons, trying to handle the basketball. Marcus Crane knocked away, ball loose. The steal will be made by Marshall Jeldon. Axtell with the first turnover of the game. Falcons a 5-on-4 as Hansen had to come all the way down. A three-pointer in the corner is on the way. It is no good by Heinrichs. Rebound brought down by Hansen. Long outlet pass. Pull-up jumper on the way. And it is no good. Rebound brought down by Jeldon. Off the miss three. Falcons with a basketball. Up-tempo already, but just 2-2. Into the corner, they'll get it to Heinrichs. Matthew dumps it down low. Spin around the defender, Hansen, but the layup is missed. Layup is missed by Farley, and the ball is punched into the hands of Hansen by Kring. And it remains 2-2. That was a great move by Farley. Just couldn't make the reverse layup at the other end. The reverse layup is blocked by Farley, and then he commits the foul because August Fischel was right there to pick up the loose ball, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. First foul on Tristan Farley with 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter of play. 2-2 your score. The free throw is up, no good. They actually posted it on Dalton Penny, though. So we'll mark that on Penny. Third foul on Wilcox Hildreth. Second free throw, good. So Fischel gets one of two. No, he gets them both, pardon me. 4-2. Axtell with the lead. Falcons waste no time getting the ball in and up the floor. Looks like Axtell is happy to go with a 2-3, maybe even a 3-2 zone. Demet Ogg looking at it, just dribbling, gives it over to Heinrichs. Heinrichs works his way down the lane, and he got tripped up. Foul on Cody Nickel. Got him with the knee as he tried to drive around him. First foul on Nickel. And the first Axtell foul. So the Falcons to throw it in on the baseline here. Take some time. As we said, there's just not a lot of room around this gym floor. Inbounds pass, knocked out of bounds. Tried to lob it out to the three-point arc to Tristan Farley and Nickel on the defense. So they'll have a little more room to throw it in here out to Demet Ogg. Back to Heinrichs on the post to Farley. Farley double-team, dribbles right into it. It's stolen away by August Fischel. First turnover for the Falcons. Give it off to Kring. Kring will bring it into the front court. Leave it off for Fischel on the right wing. Man-to-man, Axtell trying to match up. Lob it into Hansen. They go for the block, can't get it. Hansen misses it. And we've got another foul. Fourth board already for Sturgis Hansen, but he's missed about three bunnies in there. With players hanging on him, this is on Matthew Heinrichs, his first. That'll be Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. Nickel on the weak side, right side, takes one dribble, stops at the key, back out. Hansen for three, good. Sturgis even surprised himself, but he was open, he shot it, he drained it, he's got... Well, now they only mark it as a two, let's find out. And it's stolen away, so some confusion here early on. Wilcox Hildreth turns it over. They only mark it as a two, so we will as well. 6-2, 3 minutes gone here in quarter number one. Axtell leads it by four. Fischel back to Hansen outside the arc. Demet Ogg goes to poke for it, can't get it. Hanson backs his way in and then drops it out top to Parker Siss, who just checked in. Marcus Kring over to Siss. Not letting him get any threes away here in the man-to-man. Up top with it, Nickel, guarded there by Jeldon. They spread the floor. He starts to drive. Heinrichs makes him give it up. Back out top to Hanson. Sturgis hands it back off to Kring off that pick. Into the paint. Can't get his shot away. Good defense here. Off the cutter. Inside layup. Fischel is good. Spread the floor. Run the screens. And it's 8-2 and a timeout on the floor here for Wilcox-Hildreth. So Axtell on the road has an early lead over the undefeated Falcons. 8-2 this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
4:14 to go here in the first quarter. We're back with you on the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer. Back at the studio, Stacy Johns. Wilcox-Hildreth using the first time out of the game, trailing by a score of 8-2. And it'll be Falcon basketball, and nearly turned over again. Heinrichs gets it, changing the game. They'll wrap it underneath, and a foul, and they're going to count the shot here for Tristan Farley, a three-point play. One of those where they were trying to tie him up, but he was too powerful on the way up. The hand came off the ball, got the arm. Dax Fouts has checked in for Wilcox-Hildreth. For Axtell, Nickel is now going to come out. Lundeen is in. The foul was on Marcus Kring. His first. Farley now to try and complete the three-point play here for the Falcons. And it's up and in. 8-5. Axtell by three. The Falcons put that full court man-to-man on, but they'll throw over the top of it, attacking it all the way, drawing the body contact. A foul Farley will send to the line. Adam Lundeen. First foul on Farley. So for Wilcox-Hildreth, all five of their starters have picked up a foul here in the first 4 minutes. At the line will be Adam Lundeen, and it is off to the left, no good. Again earlier tonight, Axtell pulled away in this third quarter to win it tonight over Wilcox-Hildreth by a final score of 44-31. We'll talk with Coach Kelly Cooksley at the half. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Dalton Penny grabs the rebound here for the Falcons to Demet Ogg. He'll dribble it up the right side, give it to Heinrichs. Son of the head coach, Brent Heinrichs, to the free throw line. Penny puts it up. It's flat. It hits the front of the rim. The rebound brought down by Fischel. Fischel to Kring. Marcus, left elbow, taking it in on Heinrichs. Well defended, can't get the shot. Kicks it out to Siss. Back to Kring, dribbles into the double team. Good quick ball movement here by Axtell to Hanson. One-hand catch, has room in the paint. Turnaround jump hook, rolls out the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Dax Fouts. Here comes Wilcox-Hildreth almost too quickly. Demet Ogg throws it away, though, trying to force it inside. Third turnover, Falcons. Axtell didn't have the numbers. And then a nice play by Demet Ogg as he steps in on the long outlet pass on the sideline and deflects it off the leg of Parker Siss. And out of bounds, so the Falcons will get the ball back. Second turnover, Axtell. Again, kind of like that girls' game in the first quarter. We got up and down the floor a lot, just didn't get a lot of points. Farley dribbles into a triple team, out to Fouts. His three-pointer partially blocked. Comes down into the hands of Farley. Tristan puts it up, no good. Heinrichs puts it up, no good. Third try, Penny. He'll score. Axtell usually does a good job on the boards, but that time, Wilcox-Hildreth found all the seams. And it's a one-point game, 8-7 Axtell, a three-pointer on the way. Lundeen off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, scooped up and in by Parker Siss. And you can hear the crowd here. It is about as full as Wilcox-Hildreth has ever been. On the stage, on both sides of the court here. Good crowd as Fouts has an open three. It's over everything, but Farley is there to get another rebound. His third to Demet Ogg, drives in, dishes it off to Penny, and he'll get another layup. Demet Ogg with the assist, and now things are starting to pick up. 10-9, Axtell, 2:10 to go here in the first quarter of play. Trying to set a screen on Fouts. He works off of it, high post to Sturgis Hanson. Bounce pass to the cutter, layup up and in, Adam Lundeen. Beautiful back cut, And Sturgis Hansen's pass was right on the money. This is a little more like it. This is what the fans came to see. 12-9 Demead Aug. Another great pass underneath for a layup. Tristan Farley. Demead Aug is so fast that he just split the double team, and then he had a three-on-one and could make a bounce pass to either side. And another great play by the point guard of the Falcons. 12-11. Axtell, a minute 30 to go here in the first quarter. A little shake and bake by Kring. Stops at the left elbow. Swings it over to Fischel. High post, they'll go to Hansen. Back to Sis. Pull-up jumper from seven. Nothing but net. Now the shots are going. 14-11 Axtell. 1:15 to go here in the first quarter. Down to Farley. Waits for the rest of his team, though. Skip pass nearly stolen away. Heinrichs picks it up. Comes into the lane. Nobody helps out, but the shot rolls off the rim and out of bounds off of Wilcox-Hildreth. Nickel is back in for Axtell on the break, and Marshall Jeldon will return here for Wilcox-Hildreth. 104 to go, first quarter, 14-11. Axtell, they've led from the opening tip. And Fischel will bring it into the front court. Nobody guarding him. And finally they get over there, and then he tries to dish it off and throws it right into the hands of Heinrichs. Matthew says, thank you very much. Brings it into the front court. Demead Aug has the breather now. Fouts for another three. It is no good. 0-5 from the outside. Heinrichs will run down an offensive rebound. Get it to Jeldon. To Fouts. Forces it inside. Farley couldn't quite get it. We're going to get a foul called as Nickel and Farley got tied up. And they're going to call the foul on the big man, Tristan Farley. His second. Sixth team foul on the Falcons here in the first quarter. Demead Aug back in. And Farley will check out. Farley, 5 points, 3 rebounds here in the first quarter. For Axtell, Evan Bertrand is going to come in with 38 seconds to go in the quarter. 14-11 Axtell. Nickel meets Jeldon as he comes across the timeline right side. Left-hand dribble to the top of the key. Reverses it over to Bertrand. On the post, they'll get it to Kring. Underneath, bounce pass Fischel. Open layup. Good screen. Good work away from the ball by both teams here in the last 3 minutes. 26-21, quickly into the front court. Here's Penny for the three from the corner. It's no good. Rebound back up, no good by Jeldon. And the rebound brought down by Axtell's Marcus Kring, 10 seconds. Midcourt with 8 seconds. Into the hands of Bertrand, into the corner to Sis. Sis trying to find Nickel. He's going to throw it down low and hook at the horn. Banked in by Kring. He knew there was no time left, and he threw a hook shot in from about 12 feet away. And Marcus Kring will give Axtell their biggest lead of the ball game. They end the quarter on an 8-1 run. It's Axtell 18 and Wilcox-Hildreth 11. We'll be back with more high school basketball right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wilcox-Hildreth ball to start the second quarter of play, and it's going to be a three-pointer from the corner, which is no good by Marshall Jeldon. The ball goes out of bounds, and it belongs to Axtell. Full court pressure on. Sneaking underneath to take the inbounds pass will be Adam Lundeen. Try to double him in the backcourt. Does a good job of handling the ball. Then finds Kring, who's now unguarded because of that double team. Brings it in on Heinrichs. Lowers his shoulder. Shot no good. Follows the shot. Rebounds. Puts it up. And in. Kring with 4 points and 3 rebounds. It's a 9-point lead for Axtell over the undefeated Falcons, 20-11. They are 0-7 from three-point land. That's hurting them. Turnovers ended up being 3 apiece in the first quarter. Heinrichs drives, bounce pass to the open Fouts underneath, and he was too ready to shoot it. It goes through his hands and out of bounds. Each team also had 10 rebounds in the first quarter of play. 6 points for August Fischel to lead the way for Axtell. 5 for Tristan Farley to lead the way for Wilcox Hildreth. But he's got 2 fouls, and Coach Brent Heinrichs has kept him on the bench to start the second quarter. 20-11, Axtell by 9. A little taller, lengthier Axtell team. And the reaching and poking and defensive steal ability here of the Falcons hasn't worked. And as we say it, the ball is kicked away. Demet Ogg has it. He beats everybody to the other end. And Ivan has his second bucket. 20-13. Axtell just kind of dropped the ball on the other end, and Demet Ogg pounced on it, and nobody's going to catch him when he's off to the races. 20-13, Axtell by 7, 6:40 to go here in the second quarter of play. Lob it down to Sturgis Hansen, gets set, 5-footer, in and out, got his own rebound, back up and in. Hansen now with 6 points and 5 rebounds. 22-13, and the Falcons really don't have anybody to take care of Hansen with Farley on the bench. Heinrichs gets by his man, bounce pass underneath, and a foul on Hansen will send Dalton Penny to the line. Boy, that money play for the Falcons is just get that bounce pass down on the block, usually the left block as they come our way. And they've had a lot of layups, as many as you can have for 13 points and some free throws as it is up, and it is no good. They have not posted the foul yet. There we go. Sturgis Hansen, as we had originally claimed. And they're just getting a clarification over there at the scorer's table. The first free throw was no good for Dalton Penny. Second free throw on the way, no good. And the rebound brought down by August Fischel. Fischel quickly into the front court to Sis, and he'll draw a foul as he goes to the line to shoot 2. Parker Sis controlling the body movements, knowing that he was going to be thumped as he got into the paint. The foul called on Caleb Springer, who is in there, his first. Already 7 fouls, though, on the Falcons. Free throw is no good for Parker Sis. Update from UNK, the Loper men, midway through the first half, leading South Dakota Mines 27-12, 11 minutes to go in the half. The women a winner earlier tonight as the second free throw for Sis is up and in, and a 10-point lead for Axtell at 23-13. Falcons moving the ball around. Half court, Heinrichs passes, tipped, stolen away. Outlet pass to the other end. Sis goes in, tried to dunk it, and he missed it. Rebound brought down by Matthew Heinrichs. Here they come, the Falcons. Fouts looking inside. There are 2 Falcons there. They get it to Penny. His bounce pass down the baseline is going to be tipped away, and a foul called on August Fischel. You got to be sure you're going to make the dunk. It's always great, but it cost Axtell a couple of points there off the nice steal. Heinrichs to throw it in, and it looks like Coach Brent Heinrichs is going to bring Farley in. Penny out. Also on the floor is Dax Fouts, Caleb Springer, and Marshall Cheldon. Demet Ogg on the bench right now. Inbounds Heinrichs in the corner. His 3-pointer is over everything, and Nickel brings down the rebound, clears a little space, heads up the floor, kicks it out to Lundeen, drives the left baseline, ran out of room, and just had to throw it up in the air. Barely hit the glass, and the board grabbed by Matthew Heinrichs. Up the floor, Jeldon Fouts, a 3 in transition. In and out, no good. Great rebound by August Fischel. That's how you box out. Wilcox Hildreth, 0 of 9 from beyond the arc. And for the Axtell Wildcats, they are trying to extend their lead right here. Wilcox Hildreth trying to pick up a little extra pressure here. Lob it to the weak side to Parker Sis. Sis to the top to Nickel. They open the lane. Cody drives in. Left-handed scoop up and in, and he'll draw the foul. Nickel is very, very good when he's isolated one-on-one. He can take the contact at 5'9", and junior, he can take that contact and finish. And Cody with his first bucket, a chance for a 3-point play. The foul is the second on Marshall Jeldon. Wilcox Hildreth averaging 56 points a game on 13 as the free throw is no good. Tristan Farley with his 4th rebound. 25-13, Axtell continues to build the lead here on the home of the undefeated Falcons. Fouts left-hand corner, lob to the other side, open for the short jumper, and again it won't go for Springer. Offensive rebound, Farley, he'll put it right into Hansen's hands, who blocks it, ball's loose, we're going to get a jump. And the Wilcox Hildreth fans didn't like it. especially since it happened right in front of him here on the stage. Jump ball will go to Axtell. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats, recap the Axtell girls 44-31 win over Wilcox-Hildreth, the head coach Kelly Cooksley. And here, just bringing the ball up the floor, pretty much unguarded. Axtell gets called for the walk. So back over to Wilcox-Hildreth, and a foul on Hansen as Heinrichs took it right to the hoop. And the more the Falcons struggle offensively, the more aggressive they are becoming. And trying to maybe get something done here from the free throw line. Sturgis Hansen, that would be his second foul if that's who they call it on. A little late getting up the foul calls, and the free throw is no good by Heinrich, still looking for his first point. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Heinrichs gets one of two. It's 25-14. Axtell with the lead. Heinrichs all over Kring in the backcourt. Marcus trying to get rid of it, and a timeout will be called here so that they don't have to worry about a 10-second call. Axtell will use their first timeout of the ball game, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, with 4:24 to go here in the second quarter. It is Axtell 25, Wilcox-Hildreth 14.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Halftime on ESPN, 14-60 and 15-50. The Kearney boys offense struggling the last two games. Lincoln East leads them 27-14 at the half. Again on ESPN Radio right now. Axtell ball, they're going to get a 17-footer on the way. Fischel, no good. Fighting for the offensive rebound. Kring right underneath the hoop. He'll put it up and score. Marcus now with 6 points, four rebounds. 13-point lead for Axtell, 27-14 midway through quarter number two. Up top, Heinrichs, he'll get a three away. It's good. The first three of the game for Wilcox-Hildreth. They get another one of those. Maybe they can get something going here. The undefeated Falcons still down by 10. They're 1 of 10 now from the three-point arc. Walking the ball up the floor, Caleb Springer trying to get a hand on Sis. He'll give it to Nickel. Spot up three for Cody. That one's going to be a little short. Rebound brought down underneath. Looked like Farley got it. Long outlet pass is tipped away, and another turnover. The sixth for Wilcox-Hildreth. And then Hansen, for some reason, the big fella, he's just running down the floor. They throw it to him. He's going, what are you doing? And he can't stop. So he travels and gives the ball right back. You don't throw it to your 6'5", 6'4", postman. He's just trying to get down the floor. 27-17. Axtell up by 10. 3:20 to go in the half. Here's a three-pointer. Jeldon on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Marcus Kring. That's his fifth. He'll get the long outlet to Nickel. Jump stop, and then Farley hammers him, and a foul's going to be called, and two free throws coming up. I don't think the foul will be on Farley, though. There were a couple of Falcons under there. Looks like Dalton Penny is going to get his second. Farley hit that basketball like it was a volleyball, and there was nobody going to be in his way. He just crushed it down to the floor, and they're going to have to wipe the floor up here just a little bit. Cody Nickel will go to the line to shoot two. He is 0 of 1 from the line. Has one bucket so far tonight. Nickel averages about 8 points per ball game. Axtell is a tough free throw shooting team. Only 51% on the season. Nickel 48%. And in close games, that has hurt them. As the free throw by Nickel is up, and it is too strong, no good. Don't forget the Pro Bowl coming your way Sunday night on ESPN Radio. Same spot as Super Bowl 49. Nickel now ready to shoot his second free throw. If he makes it, Lundeen will come in for him. And he does not. But the offensive rebound is grabbed by August Fischel. Fischel out top to Nickel, over to Sis. Open three. Parker fires. It is no good. High in the air. They battle for the rebound. Tipped around and all the way out front. It's going to be grabbed there by Penny. Outlet pass almost takes us out. They were trying to throw it to Farley. And we had to get out of the way of that one. Turnover. And back over to Axtell. Turnover number 7 for Wilcox Hildreth. I was about a foot and a half maybe from getting a hand on that one. Not that I wanted to. 2:50 to go here before halftime. Sis tied up in the backcourt and a foul going to be called on the Falcons. And some calls not going Wilcox Hildreth way. They're not getting the normal production, so you can tell that the heat is starting to rise here in this smaller gymnasium of the Falcons. It'll be the second foul on Matt Heinrichs. It's the 10th team foul, so the double bonus here for Parker Siss. It's up. It's no good. So continuing to struggle from the line. 1 for 5 in the quarter, 3 of 9 in the game for Axtell. Second free throw off the heel, and that one will drop. So Parker Siss gets 1 out of 2. He's got 6 points. It's 28-17. Axtell up by 11 over the undefeated Falcons of Wilcox Hildreth. In a true test here tonight. Heinrichs on the right wing to Fouts. Back up top to Heinrichs. Driving in. Heinrichs will get the short jumper from 8, and he'll hit it. Matt now with 6 points here in the quarter. He's got 6 of their 8. It's 28-19. The lead down to single digits. And we got another walk. Axtell's getting very lackadaisical against that press. It's not up in their face, but instead of dribbling the basketball, they're looking up ahead and they kind of forget what they're doing. The second time they've walked with really nobody on them. Heinrichs might have got away with one at the other end. The shot doesn't go anyway, and the rebound brought down by Sturgis Hansen. His 6th outlet pass picked off. Gelded with the steal. Over to Fouts. Fakes the 3 and a foul. Parker Siss went flying over there to block the 3, and Fouts didn't take it, and Siss landed on him. His first 6th team foul, so Wilcox Hildreth will have to throw it in. Intense with 2:13 to go before the half. Heinrichs up top, Gelden. Gelden against the 2-3 Axtell zone. Kind of spread it out a little bit. On the baseline, Dax Fouts trying to sneak in there. They'll go to Penny on the other side, though. Back to the right side, Heinrichs. Quick 3 for Matt. It is no good. Rebound tipped out to August Fischel. Fischel his 6th to Kring. Quickly into the front court, Siss. On the left wing to the elbow, comes into the paint, and a travel going to be called there. I think the Wilcox Hildreth coaching staff got one there. Sometimes that works when the coach talks to the official. And now Axtell having some trouble hanging on to the ball. That's 6 turnovers here in the quarter, which is more than what Wilcox Hildreth has with 4. To the high post, Penny, wrap around, tried to get it to Farley, but it bounced off his chest and out of bounds. Axtell got a fingertip on it. And he couldn't handle it after it. Had some reverse spin. 28-19, Axtell. Had some scoring towards the end of the first quarter. Let's see if we get more here at the end of the second. Pressure on. Axtell wants to throw over the top of it. They do to Kring. 2-on-2. Kring brings it right at Farley, trying to draw the contact. Does. Shot no good. Hansen offensive putback. No good. And Farley will grab his 7th rebound after Hansen missed the rebound or putback on his 7th board. 28-19, Axtell holding on to the lead, up by as many as 13. Gelden to the left elbow. Wilcox Hildreth trying to get back closer here before halftime, but they turn it over. Adam Lundeen poked it off the foot of Gelden. 6th turnover of the quarter for Wilcox Hildreth. Each team has 9. Be interesting to be a fly on the wall at halftime for both of these. Top of the circle, Lundeen. A minute to go here in the half. Fischel into the corner, right-hand corner. They've got it to Kring. Looks for the back cut, Lundeen. Not there, so he comes back up to take it on Penny. Dribbles to the baseline. Wants to lob it inside. It's covered. Quick reversal over to Fischel in the left-hand corner. Back to Siss. One dribble to the left elbow. They'll go to Kring. Trying to spread it out. They go on the low block. Fischel right back out. They are spreading the floor here. 35 seconds. Kring back to the high post. Fischel in the corner against the man-to-man here of the Falcons into Hansen. Trying to knock it away. Ball's loose on the floor. Still loose. Wilcox Hildreth got the ball. Tried to call a timeout. Doesn't matter. The jump ball will go their way. And another Axtell turnover. 24 seconds to go here before halftime. Wilcox Hildreth hasn't had to taste a deficit very much at all this year. They were in a low-scoring bloodbath with SEM the second night of the year, but outside of that, they've done pretty good. 25 seconds to go before half of the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. 28-19, Axtell currently up by 9. It was 13, and Wilcox Hildreth has the ball here to try and make it closer by halftime. Midcourt Penny, ball kicked as he tried to wrap around pass to Jeldon. Probably worked out okay. They were getting close to a 10-second count. Falcons will get it in, right elbow. Now out to the wing, into the corner, Fouts. Back out to Jeldon, top of the key, Heinrichs. He checks the clock, dribbles with the left hand to the free throw line. Turnaround jumper from 12, Heinrichs hits it. Can Axtell throw one from three-quarter court? They will, and we are at halftime. So a nice little end to the second quarter of play for Wilcox Hildreth as they outscore Axtell by 6 and make it 28-21. Axtell 28, Wilcox Hildreth 21. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming your way next on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball and to the athletic director, Vic Young, and crew here in Falconland for their hospitality. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Halftime of our boys' game, and undefeated Wilcox Hildreth trailing here at home to Axtell, who's 11-3, 28-21. Earlier tonight, a couple of teams that were hoping to maybe garner the top seed in the FKC tournament battled. A couple of 10-win teams, and now Axtell has 11 with a 44-31 win over Wilcox Hildreth. And Coach Kelly Cooksley joins us here at halftime. And, Coach, the Arapahoe game was a good game for you earlier this week. Even though you lost, you shot the ball pretty well there, and they're 14-2. Did you use up all the shots earlier this week?
I think we did have a little bit of tired legs, and I think that kind of affected us, you know, at the beginning of the game. And then once we got into the flow of the game, I thought our kids did a good job of really getting set and using their legs a little bit more and knocking down some shots. But that game, you know, I'm glad we you know, have them on our schedule, and it makes us better. Even though we lost, you know, it was definitely a learning experience, and I think it helped us tonight a little bit.
Sometimes a team can play off each other. We saw it here in the boys' game, kind of a slow start, but once the scoring started, then both teams felt comfortable getting up and down the floor, and without Wilcox Hildreth getting it into a kind of a flow, it seemed to kind of affect anything you guys wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, that first half was just kind of a knockdown, drag out, you know, who can make a play, you know, get into halftime. That's why I kept telling our kids. I said, just get into halftime, get a lead. And, you know, that I thought that was important to have the lead going into half, even though it shot so poorly.
You shot a lot of threes. They packed in the zone. Mm-hmm. You were comfortable taking the threes. They just didn't go in for you tonight. And the season kind of controlled what she wanted to do. She was your leading scorer tonight, which was a little something different. But they they made sure that they didn't want Sophie and especially Hannah inside to have a big night. Yeah. And they didn't. They hit a lot of boards, but their offense was taken away from them.
Yeah, I thought season has been really improving game by game, you know, offensively. You know, where we try to get her to improve a little bit is her defense. And, you know, she's been improving in that aspect. And I thought one of the differences of the game tonight was when Sophie on that weak side you know, she got two or three putbacks off the glass that really kind of helped let us get into our press and in that third quarter. So,
another minute here with Kelly Cooksley, the head coach at Axtell, after their 44-31 win tonight. With all that said, how good was your defense?
Well, we noticed on film that Wilcox Hildreth, against man-to-man, has had some of their lower scoring outputs of the year. So, you know, and that's, we play man-to-man all the time. So we knew coming in that if we played hard, it was going to be tough for them to score, and we did. So,
you know more about this seeding than I do. Did that wrap up number one for you tonight?
Unless my math is terrible, but I think Elwood gave me a very good high school education in UNK. So I think we will be the one. And tomorrow the 2-3 will be determined by that Amherst game with Wilcox Hildreth. So
when we take a look at what you've got between now and the conference tournament, you get to go back home. You take on a couple of teams that are below you in the conference standings, Eustis Farnham and Loomis. And if you get a couple of wins, the only loss will be Arapahoe. You're going to win maybe seven of eight games during this stretch, or eight of nine, whatever the case may be, going into the conference tournament. How do you view where your team is right now?
Every game's different, but I feel like we are getting better every game. Even the Arapahoe game, I felt like even though we had a ton of turnovers, we took a step forward because they're a good basketball team. You know, they've been at the state tournament and stuff. But, you know, we have some games coming up that we need to win. One of our goals this year was to be the regular season conference championship. And, you know, those two games will probably go a long way in deciding that aspect. But you always want to be playing your best basketball going in towards the end of the year in conference tournament time.
All right, Coach, we'll see you at the conference tournament. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Sounds
and best of luck between now and then, bud.
Thanks, Doug.
Kelly Cooksley, head coach of the Axtell girls. They win at 44-31 tonight. 14 points, 8 rebounds to lead the way for Season Melima. Riley Jenkins had 6 points and 13 rebounds to lead the Falcons of Wilcox Hildreth. Halftime of the boys' game, it's 28-21 Axtell. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Now look at the first half stats here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for Wilcox Hildreth. Marshall Jeldon has a couple of rebounds. Ivan Demidog has 2 points. Matthew Heinrichs leads away with 8 points and 4 rebounds. Dalton Penny, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Tristan Farley, 5 points, 7 rebounds and a block. And Dax Fouts has 1 rebound. 21 points, 17 rebounds, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line, 1 of 12 from three-point land, 1 block, 9 turnovers, so they're missing threes, they're missing free throws, and probably a few too many turnovers here for Coach Heinrichs. For Axtell, a little bit of the same story. 2 points for Adam Lundeen, Cody Nickel with 2, each of them have a rebound. Parker Siss, 6 points and a rebound. Marcus Kring, 6 points, 5 rebounds. August Fischel, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Sturgis Hansen, 6 points, 7 rebounds. So very balanced for Axtell, 28 points, 21 rebounds. Just 4 of 11 from the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, 1 block, 10 turnovers. And at the half, 11-3 Axtell leads 14-0 Wilcox Hildreth, 28-21. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm home or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443. Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Axtell ball to start the second half. They'll waste no time. Get it down to Lundeen. He'll score. And at the other end, Farley goes in and missed the layup. And the rebound brought down by Fischel. So now they want to start here for Wilcox. Hildreth in transition. Lundeen kind of a turnaround jumper. Three is no good. Tristan Farley will get the rebound. Neither team is shooting well from the outside. Heinrich spins into the paint. Kicks it out. Jeldon for three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. A lot of shots in the first 45 seconds, and the rebound brought down by August Fischel. All those shots and only one bucket. Axtell back up by 9, 30-21. Nickel, left elbow to Hansen right in front of us here. Does a 360 pivot, nobody to pass to, so now he'll bounce his way in. Got his man in the air, Farley, up and under. Tough shot, no good. Got the rebound, back up, and good. Sturgis Hansen, 8 points, 8 rebounds, 32-21. First two buckets of the second half belong to Axtell. Heinrichs into the front court. Gives it off to Marshall Jeldon. A little hand check. He'll fire into the corner to Dax Fouts, who starts the second half to Farley. Around Hansen, got it to go, and Hansen leaned on him and got the call for a foul. The third of the big fella, Sturgis Hansen. That could make a big difference because Farley also has two for Wilcox Hildreth. See, they're only going to put that as the second on Hansen. I think they flat out forgot to put one in the books. We saw him hammer a guy on a shot down here, and they never did put it up. So, nonetheless, it is the second, and the free throw is up, and it is good for Farley. He completes the three-point play. He's got 8 points. At the other end, pull-up jumper in the lane, Kring, no good. Farley gets the rebound. He now has nine. 32-24 into the front court. Wilcox Hildreth gets it to Jeldon, top of the circle, to Heinrichs. Heinrichs over on the wing. Fouts will shoot the three. It's off the mark. No good. Farley will run down the loose basketball. Back to Heinrichs. He'll try a three. It won't go. Ball tipped out to Marcus Kring. Outlet pass Lundeen. Two on two. 360 spin move. Left hand layup. Good. Tough shot for Adam Lundeen. And it's 34-24. Axtell leads it by 10. Farley, the trailer, takes it right at the big fella Hansen. And an easy charge call there for Mr. O'Day. Hansen just stood there. You could tell whatever happens, happens. I am not moving. And so Tristan Farley, now he gets his third personal foul. And Coach Heinrichs will take him out. So he has three. Penny, Jeldon, Matt Heinrichs all have two. For Axtell, I guess Hansen is the only player with the two. I must have mismarked one earlier. With it is Axtell leading it by 10. Lundeen comes down the lane, throws up a wild circus shot, got his own rebound and scored. Axtell has been doing a lot of that, and Lundeen has 6 of the 8 points here for Axtell in quarter number three. Demidog brings it up. They will open the lane, trying to take Nickel off the dribble. Does, drives, missed it, and a foul going to be called as Hansen and Crane collapse down. And two free throws coming up here for Ivan Demidog, his first free throw attempts of the basketball game. And now Sturgis Hansen has three fouls. Free throw up and in for Ogg. 36-25. The UNK men's basketball team leading South Dakota Mines and pulling away. Still 13 minutes to go. The Lopers are up 68-45, 26-11, outscoring them so far in the second half. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Demidog hits them both. 36-26, Nickel gets it into the front court. Sees a little room, drives, on Caleb Springer, who has checked into Kring down the middle of the lane, and he is fouled. Or no offensive foul. My bad. They're going to call an offensive foul there on Axtell, and it was on an illegal screen for August Fischel. Now they change it again, Marcus Kring. So I can't keep up with the scoreboard operator tonight. UNK women were a winner earlier tonight. Kearney High men trying to finish it off with a big comeback on the other end. ESPN 1460 down one with a minute to go. Here, Caleb Springer will find an opening. He'll drive and score his first bucket. 36-28 Axtell. High post, then we'll get it to Kring. Out to Lundeen. Hanson's on the bench now. Nickel drives, jump stop, pulls up from eight. Got it. Tough shot again. Cody Nickel with his second bucket of the ball game. Damidong tries to hustle it up. If you don't get back, and that's how Wilcox Hildreth burns a lot of teams. They inbound that ball, or they get the rebound on the outlet, and they go. Here's a three. Jeldon is good. Just the second three-pointer made in 16 attempts for Wilcox Hildreth, and the fans now here in the Falcon Dome starting to get a little excitement as they see their team starting to come back, down by as many as 13. It's 7 again. Nickel off the screen, pulls up from 15, got it. Cody Nickel with a couple of buckets here for Axtell to keep them going offensively. 40-31. Damidong, top of the circle. Averages 10 points a game. He's got just 4 tonight. Dribbles left, now dribbles right. Looking for some room to the right side. Stops, goes to the baseline, driving the baseline. Heinrichs hit the side of the board. The ball comes back to him, so they'll get another chance to meet Ogg. He'll drive in. Nice pass, but the layup missed. Offensive rebound. The second one is good, and a foul. So everything worked out as good as possible there for Wilcox Hildreth. To meet Ogg with a great pass to Springer, who missed the bunny but got the rebound and then scored and draws the foul for a chance at a three-point play. For the Falcons this year, they are a 29% three-point shooting team, which is not great, and they have shot 16 of them here tonight. The foul is called on Cody Nickel. That will be his third. Already 4 fouls in the half. Free throw is up. No good, Springer. Offensive rebound. Heinrichs kicks it back out top. They'll give it right back to Matt. Top of the circle. Three-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Sturgis Hanson, who's back in the game for Axtell. Fischel up front to Lundeen. 40-33. Driving baseline, Kring. Tough shot, too strong. It's deflected right back to him. He goes with the offhand. No good. Ball is tipped out into the hands of Heinrichs. He's off to the races. Trying to go all the way to Springer. The shot is blocked underneath by Fischel. Damidong out to Fouts for three. It's an air ball. Goes right into the hands of Heinrichs. He'll be fouled. It seems like Wilcox Hildreth should be closer than they are. They've taken a lot of shots, done a lot of good things here, but cannot finish. And still down by 7. We'll see a timeout called by Axtell. They will have 3 remaining. 2:55 to go in the third quarter. It is 40-33. Axtell leading undefeated Wilcox Hildreth. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. Action on ESPN Radio. They're going to overtime. Kearney's boys were down 13 at halftime, 27-14. They came back to force overtime. And here out of the Axtell timeout, 2 free throws coming up for Matt Heinrichs. So the first one is no good. Second one is good. Heinrichs now with 9 points. And this is as close as Wilcox Hildreth has been since the end of the first quarter. 40-34, Axtell with the lead. Nickel, oh, nice drive to the hoop. He got by Damidong, lays it up and in. They sliced and diced that zone trap and took it right to the rack, back up by 8, 42-34. Nickel and Lundin each have 6 in the quarter here for Axtell. They've scored 14 points already. 13, though, for Wilcox Hildreth. Way better than what they'd been doing in the first half, and we still have 2.5 to go. Jeldon tries another 3. That's no good off the heel. The rebound on the backside, grabbed by August Fischel, his 9th. Up the floor, even though the numbers aren't there. Sis, top of the circle, gives it to Lundin. Nothing in the paint. Everybody outside that. He'll give it to Fischel. Lob it down to Hanson on the block. Sturgis knocked away from behind. And Demet Ogg will come up with the deflected pass. It's a first turnover on either team. And at the other end, Jeldon missed the layup. Jump ball on the rebound. Tie up between Demet Ogg and Cody Nickel. And neither one was going to let go. It will be Axtell basketball. At least that's, or no, Wilcox Hildreth basketball. That's the way the arrow's pointing. 42-34 Falcons. Back in Dalton Penny. Fouts is out there. Jeldon, Farley, and Matthew Heinrichs to throw it in on the baseline. Lobs it to Farley, who's double teamed. Makes a nice reverse move and lays it over the front of the rim. When they had him doubled, they thought they had him trapped. So he faked the outlet pass. They bit. And he wheeled right around him. Nice move by Tristan Farley. He now has 10, 42-36. Top of the key, Fischel to Lundin. Axtell kind of running out of a little gas here. They get it into Lundin. He'll lean. He'll have it rejected by Tristan Farley. Run down, though, by Axtell. Another chance. Sis to Lundin on the block. Left side. Tries to get around the defender. And a foul called on the Falcons. Fans are waiting to see if they were going to call a block or if he stepped out of bounds. And a blocking foul called here on Wilcox Hildreth. The third on Matthew Heinrichs. Second of the quarter. Axtell will inbound it. A little different looking inbounds play as they're all garbled up around the lane. And it looks like there's some garbage on the floor here that they've noticed at half court. Want to get it picked up before they inbound a basketball. And again, everything's so close, the fans have to walk on the court to get to their seats around here. And Axtell will throw it in. Looking, Fischel dumps it in for a fadeaway jumper off the glass. Cody Nickel, you can't defend that one. Well executed. Nickel, 8 in the quarter and 10 so far here in the ballgame. 44-36. Farley, he's got some room. He runs right into Hanson. He'll lay it up. There's no call and score. Hanson hit the ground pretty hard, and if you're as big as Sturgis Hanson is, there's some good contact. 7 in the quarter, 12 in the game for Farley. A minute to go, third quarter, 44-38 Wildcats. Axtell with it on the offensive end, gives it to the left wing, Nickel. Top of the key, Fischel. August puts it on the floor, has it knocked away from behind. Jeldon trying to get the steal, couldn't capture the ball. Back up top, Nickel. To Hanson in the block. Reverse it over to Fischel. Down on the other block, they'll go to Lundin. Fadeaway jumper blocked. Blocked and taken away out of the air. Matthew Heinrichs almost stolen right back, and they'll slow it down. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Wilcox Hildreth a chance to cut it to 4, maybe even 3. Here is the 3. It's good. Marshall Jeldon with his second 3, and it's a one-possession game. 44-41. 17 seconds to go in the quarter. The crowd starting to come to their feet. Axtell ball with 12. Sis over to Lundin, weak side, off the cut, Nickel, he goes in, Farley in the air, missed the shot, rebound brought down by Marshall Jeldon, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, Marshall Jeldon from 28 feet, it's kind of deflected from behind and goes off the glass, no good, but after being down by 7 at the half and 13 here in the second, third quarter, it is a rally for the Falcons, they're trying to stay undefeated, Axtell 44, and Wilcox Hildreth 41. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wilcox, and Axtell.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
First
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Axtell will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Their lead trimmed to three, as close as it's been since the end of the first. 44-41, Axtell with the lead. 20-point quarter for Wilcox Hildreth. Axtell scored 16. Top of the key with it is Kring. Off the screen, try to find Hanson. He's covered. Good switch there by Wilcox Hildreth in the man-to-man. Sturgis Hanson makes the move to the baseline. Into the paint. They clear it out. Fischel's layup rolls off the front of the rim. No good. Ball's tipped out to Nickel. He powers it up, and we've got a foul called. Cody Nickel. That'll be just the third foul of the half on Wilcox Hildreth. Five have been called on Axtell. Axtell is led by Cody Nickel with 10. 8 for Lundeen and Hanson, 6 for Sis, Kring, and Fischel. Can't be much more balanced than that. And Matt Heinrichs just got whistled for his fourth foul. He'll come out. Axtell to throw it in. Looking backside, the ball's picked off. Demet Ogg comes away with the steal. Coast to coast, and he got fouled. He was about ready to try a 360 over his head after the contact, but they're going to call the foul on the floor. Wilcox Hildreth, I had for 0 turnovers in the third quarter, a big reason for their comeback. It's only the second turnover of the half for Axtell, and the foul's on Cody Nickel, and he has 4. Trouble for a couple of the key players here. Demet Ogg to throw it in. Into the corner to Fouts. 4-3. It's going to come up short. No good. There's still only 3 out of 21 from out there. Rebound is grabbed by Marcus Kring. Kring then is tied up. The arrow will point the way of Wilcox Hildreth. 44-41. Don't forget, earlier tonight, the Axtell girls won 44-31 over Wilcox Hildreth. UNK men and women, the men's not final yet. The women won, the men will. They're up big in their contest. As they clean up the floor here a little bit. And the inbounds goes to the corner to Jeldon. He had those 2 threes last quarter. Between the circles to Penny, to Fouts. Lost the handle, got it back, drive scores. Dax Fouts with his first bucket of the ball game. It's a 1-point game. 44-43. Axtell's lead has been trimmed to 1 with 7 minutes to go in the contest. Ball between the circles. Sis has it. Starts to attack. Knocked away. Farley picks up the loose basketball. Another Axtell turnover. Wilcox Hildreth looking for their first lead of the game. Demet Ogg down the middle of the floor. Stops at the right elbow. Nearly walked, gave it over to Penny, to Jeldon for 3, and it is off the rim once, twice, won't go. Rebound brought down by Marcus Kring, his 9th, but Axtell's got to find some offense here to keep that lead because the momentum is all with the Falcons right now. Sis up top against the man-to-man. Over to Kring, Fischel. Hanson's in there, now Lundeen, top of the circle, 3 for Lundeen, and in. That ball had barely any spin on it at all, and he's got 11. 47-43, Axtell up by 4, 6:10 to go. Right corner, Penny. Get it up top of the circle, Demet Ogg. Down to Farley, one-on-one with Hanson. Didn't take the little five-footer. Kicks it out, Jeldon's 3 is around and out again. No good. Rebound, won by August Fischel, his 10th of the game. So Axtell could get a little breathing room back with a bucket here. Kring picks up the dribble, tries to get it into Hanson, a reach-in foul on Tristan Farley, and that is his 4th. The 4th foul on Farley. Heinrichs has 4, the top 2 for Wilcox Hildreth, now in foul trouble, and both will be on the bench. So Coach Brent Heinrichs' team in a little trouble coming down the stretch here. Now, Demet Ogg also averages about 10 points. Those 3 are between 10 and 11 on this balanced attack. And Demet Ogg getting a little handsy, and he's called for the foul, his 2nd. Wilcox Hildreth averages 56. They're about that pace now after the big third quarter. Axtell up 47-43. On the inbound from the side, they'll take it out between the circles to Fischel. He uses his dribble, and timeout for Axtell. Axtell will have two timeouts remaining. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, 5:31 to go. Axtell 47, Wilcox Hildreth 43.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
5:31 to go in the ball game. Axtell has the ball and a four-point lead. They clear it out for Hanson. Turnaround jumper over Farley. No good. Farley able to get the box out and the rebound. They took it right at Farley, who had four fouls, and he played it perfectly. Demet Ogg into the front court. Heinrichs is back in there with four fouls. To Jeldon in the right-hand corner. Back to Demet Ogg playing catch over there. So Jeldon shoots the three. Comes up short. Backside rebound. Heinrichs got it. Put it back up and in. 11 points and 9 rebounds for Matthew Heinrichs. 47-45, Axtell, 5 minutes to go. Kring, right elbow, still coming in. Jump stop in the lane, turnaround jumper. Kring sets on the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Heinrichs. That's number 10 to Demet Ogg. A chance to tie it or lead with the 3. Jeldon fakes the 3 underneath the Penny and then throws it away. Penny didn't want to take it at Hanson. They're going to say that the ball was touched, but a break for Wilcox Hildreth, as they'll throw it in from in front of their own bench. Couple of finals in overtime. Lincoln East boys beat Kearney 62-53. Centura knocks off Gibbon tonight. They got a big first half lead and held on 58-52. Inbound to Heinrichs, right corner. Took a couple of dribbles down the baseline and kicked it back out to Demet Ogg. Back to Heinrichs. Now the three is good. And the first lead of the ball game for Wilcox Hildreth. 48-47. They've erased a 13-point second half deficit. 4.5 to go. Jeldon. Heinrichs, excuse me, with 14. Out to Nickel. Nickel working on fouls. Pulls up from 10. Sets on the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Fischel. His 11th. Back out to Nickel. Top of the key to Kring. Hanson has been a non-factor lately. And again, he's guarded by Farley. You've got to get it back to him. Farley with the 4 fouls can't do much. But Hanson just kind of standing down here. They finally get it to him. He backs his way in the paint. Up, and it is out. No good. Got his own rebound, and Farley just fouled out. He went for the rebound. He got his arm tied up between the chest and arm of Sturgis Hanson and Tristan Farley. The 6'5 junior has just fouled out of the basketball game. And again, Sturgis Hanson, it's almost his ability to miss the first one and get the second one has helped out tonight. He'll have a chance to shoot 2 free throws. Farley finishes with 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 block shots, and will leave with 3:52 to go. Hanson's free throw is no good. Again, Axtell is just a 51% shooting team for the season. At a timeout, Brent Heinrichs wants to discuss some strategy. He'll still have 3 remaining. 3:52 to go in the basketball game. The Falcons trying to stay undefeated. They have their first lead, 48-47. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
Out of the Wilcox Hildreth timeout, the second free throw for Sturgis Hansen of Axtell. He missed the first one. This is to tie it. It's up. It is no good. The rebound comes down to Dax Fouts. 3:50 to go. Wilcox Hildreth enjoying their first lead of the game, 48-47. They were down by as many as 13 on a couple of occasions. Heinrich's right corner, fakes the three, drives in, dribbles it off his foot. The ball's loose. They dive on it, and it is saved by Penny, but he throws it into the back court. And it will be an over and back. Good hustle, but Wilcox Hildreth, if my stats are right, that is their first turnover of the second half. First turnover of the second half for Wilcox Hildreth. And that's how they're able to erase a 13-point deficit. Down to Hansen. Fouts leaning on him. That's who they got guarding the big 6'4 senior, and he missed it. And then he almost went over the back, and Dax Fouts gets the rebound. So Sturgis is struggling a little bit in the paint here tonight. And Fouts at 6', and they might exaggerate that a little bit. He's easily 6 inches shorter than Farley, and Hansen's got to find a way to score, the junior, if they get it to him, and a pass tipped away out of bounds. So the complexion of the game has changed here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here tonight at Wilcox Hildreth. Fouts, not afraid to shoot the three. He still hasn't made one, and he's taken a ton. The rebound brought down by Cody Nickel. 3 of 25 from three-point land for Wilcox Hildreth, and they still lead the game by one. With it is Crane to Nickel, who will step up for Axtell, if anyone. They've had a good game, but now they've slowed down. Hansen draws the double team out to Nickel. He'll take it at Jeldon, have to kick it back out. Back down to Hansen, try to double on him. Hansen just wants to find the open guy when they double on him. In the corner to Fischel. Fischel on to Meadaw, kicks it up top to Kring. Keeping everything on that left side, lobbing into Hansen. He'll deflect it out for a three. Fischel got it. That's what they were trying to do the whole time. And the only two buckets of the fourth quarter for Axtell have been three-pointers. 50-48, they regain the lead. Penny on the right block, can't take it at the big guy. Hansen gives it over to Heinrichs. He'll come in. Hansen blocks the shot off the glass and takes it away. 2 minutes remain in this game. Axtell 50 and the undefeated Falcons 48. Crane holds the ball and threw it away. He just misread what Cody Nickel was going to do, and that is the 14th turnover of the game for Axtell. Fifth of the second half. And again, Wilcox Hildreth will have an opportunity here to tie or possibly take the lead. Matthew Heinrichs, their leading scorer with 14. Tristan Farley fouled out a minute and a half ago with 12 points and 11 rebounds. And back in the hands, this could be a preview possibly of the conference final. Of course, Amherst just won, lost. They're going to be right in there as well. Wilcox Hildreth. The seeding takes place after tomorrow night. They still have to play tomorrow. Driving in to meet Ogg, had it knocked out of his hands into the cheerleaders. Wilcox Hildreth. The boys don't play until next week against Franklin. The girls still have a couple of games ahead of that, including Amherst and Silver Lake. Inbounds to Heinrichs in the corner, out to Demet Ogg. 90 seconds remain in the game. Jeldon out towards midcourt, gets by Lundeen, has some room, then kicks it out to Heinrichs. A set shot, three, short, no good. Rebound, Fischel has it for Axtell. Both teams will be in the bonus on their next foul, and Coach Andy Klepper wants to talk strategy with his ball club, and they're down to one timeout. Axtell has the ball at a 50-48 lead with 1:18 to go in the game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hildreth, Axtell, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. If you're on the way home from your game, glad you've joined us here on Classic Hits. 1:18 to go in the game. Axtell leads undefeated Wilcox Hildreth 50-48. Wildcat ball, full court man-to-man pressure to meet Aug on August Fischel. They lob it down to Sturgis Hansen. Spins, six-footer short. Offensive rebound, Cody Nickel. It goes out of bounds off of Wilcox Hildreth as they knocked it out of Cody Nickel's hands. But another offensive rebound for the Wildcats. 1:05 to go. And it'll be Kring to throw it in underneath his own hoop. Tries to lob it in short to Nickel. Got deflected, but Cody runs it down outside the arc. He's between the circles. Jump pass to Hansen. Free throw line. 1 minute to go to Lundeen. The cutter lays it up from six and scores. First two of the quarter for Axtell. 52-48. Dax fouls a three in transition. No good. Offensive rebound. Back up, and it is in for Dalton Penny. His first bucket since the first quarter. 40 seconds to go, 52-50. Hansen with it, three-point land, and they're going to foul him. That's a good foul probably, Dax Fouts. Even though they could have stood around and tried to play defense, Axtell is not a good free-throw shooting team. And at the line, Sturgis Hansen to shoot a 1-1. He is a 47% free-throw shooter, 0-2 tonight, but this one's good. 9 points for the junior, Sturgis Hansen. 53-50 the score. Don't forget at the end of the game, the new West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Second free throw up, and it's off the iron, no good. Rebound, they lost it out of bounds. It will be Axtell ball. Two Falcons went for it, and it was last touched by Matt Heinrichs. So a break for Axtell, a three-point lead in the ball with 37 seconds to go. Kring to throw it in. Ball fake, looking out to Nickel, and a foul on Jeldon. He went for the steal and then made contact. Marshall with his third personal foul. And at the line, Cody Nickel. He is 0-3 in the game, 10 points. And it's another 1-1. Free throw is up. It's good. Big free throw for Cody Nickel. Makes it a two-possession game. Axtell 11-3. Wilcox Hildreth 14-0. Axtell winners of four of their last five. The only loss, a one-pointer to Elm Creek. Second free throw for Nickel. It's up. It is too strong. This time Heinrichs does grab the rebound. His 11th. Up the floor to Demet Ogg. 30 seconds to go. Hits the trailer. Jeldon. They don't need a three. Up top to Heinrichs. 25. Back over to Demet Ogg. Ball fake. Got his man in the air. Drives in. Scoops and scores. What a play by Demet Ogg. It's a two-point game. Timeout call by Wilcox Hildreth with 20 seconds remaining in the game. I'm telling you, Demet Ogg got his man in the air, went against two men in the lane, one of them being Big Sturgis Hansen, and just had to go underneath his armpit and lay it up and in. 20 seconds remain in the game. We'll keep it right here. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Wilcox Hildreth will have two timeouts remaining. It is 54-52 Axtell. And as we said, Axtell does not shoot free throws all that well. Lundeen and Fischel are the two best free throw shooters on the team at 65 and 67% of the guys that you're going to put on the court that have more than a couple of attempts. Sturgis Hansen will throw it in, full court pressure. Eight fouls on Wilcox Hildreth, so it'd still be a 1-1. Baseball pass to Kring in the front court. Takes it at Heinrichs, who's got four fouls and decides to shoot it and draws the foul. Boy, I'm surprised Kring decided to take the shot. He was banking on a foul being called. If Heinrichs would have just ran away, which you can't, you know, you just, it's not in your mind to play that way. And I think that's it on Heinrichs. Well, they're going to say, boy, they're just absolutely putting up the fouls on the wrong players. The free throw is in and out, no good. It's a two-shot foul, though. They have posted it on Demet Ogg. And there's no way that's possible. Second free throw for Kring, trying to make it a three-point game with 16 seconds on the way. Missed them both. Rebound, Dax Fouts. 54-52, Axtell by two. 10 seconds to go. Demet Ogg to Heinrichs. Badock to Demet Ogg. No timeout yet. Heinrichs a three. It's an air ball. The rebound, Hanson, and Axtell will hold on and win. There's a foul with a half second to go. A half second is going to be remaining here. But the shot came up well short. They went for the three. Coach Heinrichs elected not to use the timeout. And he's probably right. He's got that ball in his playmaker, Demet Ogg's hands. And Demet Ogg comes up limping because he ended up in the crowd over there. He's got that brace on his knee anyway. And they may not be putting any time back on the clock. I am a little surprised. At the line, Adam Lundeen to shoot two. Wilcox Hildreth wants him to make the second one and not the first, and the first one is no good. Wilcox Hildreth wants him to make it so they can inbound the ball. Let's find out if Lundeen even tries to make this. Looks like he will. They haven't told him anything, and the free throw is good. And a timeout will be called here by Wilcox Hildreth. There's 0.3 on the clock. In the NBA, that's only good for a tip. If I was Wilcox Hildreth, I would have been lobbying my butt off to try and get just even a tenth of a second put back on the clock. But as it is, the officials are huddling, and if they didn't put on the time before the free throw, they're not going to put it on now. I think they're discussing, saying, you know what, we can't let them catch it and shoot it. It would be a miracle anyway. 55-52, Axtell by three. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. With 0.3 left in the game, will they get a shot away? And if they do, will it count? And you have to think you've got to get it to your strongest shooter, your strongest kid that can throw one in from half court. Dax Fouts will throw it in. Demet Ogg's in the backcourt. Look for a baseball pass. Fouts baseball. The inbounds pass is batted away by Sturgis Hanson. That'll run the time off the clock. And Wilcox Hildreth will suffer their first defeat of the season tonight at the hands of the Axtell Wildcats. Axtell 55. Wilcox Hildreth 52. The Wildcats are 12-3. The Falcons are now 14-1. We'll take a timeout and be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this timeout.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Vic Young and the crew here for their hospitality. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wilcox, Hildreth, and Axtell. 55-52, Axtell gets the win for Wilcox Hildreth. Marshall Jeldon had a couple of threes, and when you shoot 4 of 28 from downtown, he and Matt Heinrichs were the only two that made them tonight. 6 points, 3 rebounds. Ivan Demede Ogg, 6 points, 1 rebound. Matthew Heinrichs led the way with 14 points, 11 rebounds, and a blocked shot. Caleb Springer, 4 points, 1 rebound. Dalton Penny, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Dax Fouts, 2 points, 4 rebounds. And before fouling out with just under 4 minutes to go in the game, Tristan Farley, 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 blocked shots. For Wilcox Hildreth, I had him for 17 points in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, they were 2 of 5 in the first half, 4 of 6 in the second half. 3 points shooting, they really struggled tonight, 1 of 12 in the first half, 3 of 16 in the second half. Turnovers got him back in the ballgame after committing 9 in the first half. I only had 1 in the second half, and that was on a hustle play that ended up being an over and back. Falcons had 21 points at halftime and 31 in the second half. Wilcox Hildreth finishes with 52 points, 35 rebounds, 6 out of 11 at the free throw line, 4 of 28 from three-point land, 3 blocked shots, 10 turnovers, and Wilcox Hildreth suffers their first loss of the year. They are now 14-1, and they'll have a week to think about it and then take on a winless Franklin team. So they won't have a whole lot to go up against before the conference tournament starts on the 31st for the play-in games, and then February 2nd and 3rd for those quarterfinal games. We'll look at the final numbers for Axtell right after this on the New West postgame show.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Welcome back to the New West postgame show. Here's a look at the final numbers for Axtell. Adam Lundeen was the leading scorer tonight with 14 points, and he scored 6 of those in the fourth quarter, 12 of them in the second half. He had 2 rebounds. Cody Nickel, 11 points, 5 rebounds. Parker Siss, 6 points and a rebound. Marcus Krang, 6 points, 9 rebounds. August Fischel, solid game for him. He got off to a good start. 9 points, 12 rebounds, and a block. Sturgis Hansen, 9 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks. 21 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 11 in the first half, 3 of 10 in the second half. And those were all in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half, 5 in the second half. 28 points at halftime, 27 in the second half. Axtell finishes with 55 points, 40 rebounds, 7 out of 21 from the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, 15 turnovers. And Axtell improves to 12-3, handing Wilcox Hildreth their first loss of the year, 55-52. And up next for Axtell, a couple of winnable games. Eustace Farnham and Loomis have struggled, though will both be at Axtell next week. And we are joined by victorious coach Andy Klepper. And, Coach, congratulations. Big, big win for your program tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, we knew going in it'd be a big-time rivalry game. The house was packed, stands full. So it's a fun one to come out on top tonight, and just proud of the guys. We've dealt with some sickness. I was gone yesterday with the flu, so It's going around, but they hung tough tonight, and just mental toughness and positive attitudes all over the place tonight and helped us carry through.
Every once in a while, you can kind of tell in the locker room or even maybe even in practice that, you know what, the next game up, there's a little more pep on our step. Was that the case tonight?
Yeah, you know, we had a game Tuesday versus Arapahoe, and I felt, you know, first quarter, they actually beat us 11-8 first quarter, and I could just tell we were kind of dead, and part of me thought we might be looking ahead to this game a little bit. Everybody knows pretty big rivalry, only 8 miles apart. So you did have a different feel that Wednesday, and even Coach said Thursday they were ready to go. I mean, they just kind of had a different attitude about them, and they knew we could get the job done. We had to play well. Anytime you play a Brent Heinrichs coach team, they're going to play pretty well, and you know they're not going to go away until the final buzzer. So you got to play four quarters against them, and we luckily didn't have any more time on the clock.
Well, you got off to a good start, which is always key when you're probably the mini underdog tonight because of the records and you're on the road, but you got off to a good start, which is going to give you confidence.
Yeah, that really was a good start, and we've actually had a lot of poor starts this year, so this was kind of new for us, but I just told the guys, you know, the more aggressive team's going to win, and they took that to heart right at the beginning of the game, and we knew they'd make some runs, and we withheld our composure throughout the game. So just proud of the guys on that aspect as well.
Talking with the Axtell boys, Coach Andy Klepper, I haven't seen them all, but this couldn't have been much more balanced than it was tonight. You'd have a kid or two each quarter take over the scoring. You had your big guys take care of the rebounding. There were quite a few missed shots on both sides tonight, and the more aggressive it got, the more hurried the shots may have been. But the balance, you've got to be pleased with that when you're not an overly deep team.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting a very good shooting night. I mean, when you get in these rivalry games, emotions are high, so that really didn't surprise me. The balance doesn't surprise me from our team. That's who we are. We need everybody stepping up. It doesn't matter if they're rebounding or scoring. I told Adam I wanted 15 to 20 points. I see he got me 14, so I'll take it. But, that, you know, most of the time he's probably going to lead us in scoring, but all the other guys, they step up each and every night too.
Tell me a little bit how you saw the battle between Sturgis Hansen and Tristan Farley tonight.
It was fun to watch, wasn't it? Two big guys in there. You don't see a whole lot of big guys throughout our conference. I mean, these two are probably up there as far as big guys. I know they're averaging, Sturgis not quite a double-double, but Tristan's averaging a double-double. They're pretty good friends, I think, off the court too. So it was just fun watching them compete. Tristan's a heck of a player. Glad he didn't throw any down on us tonight. So, it was just a tough, intense battle. You know, they went after each other. Just two competitors going after each other.
You have the big 13-point lead, and Wilcox Hildreth then gets all the momentum, and they take the lead. How are you feeling at that point, and what was it that allowed you to finish it off?
Well, I was a little worried, but I wasn't going to tell our team that. So I just told them, you know, they wouldn't make a run, and we tried to be as positive as we could. Told them, especially the second half, that, you know, they're going to make a run. We know it's coming. Just, you know, keep that positive attitude, keep working together, and things turned out the right way.
Well, I know you got a couple of things you still want to work on, especially the free throws. But what does this do for you now? As we said, a couple of teams that are struggling are still coming up on the schedule. But as Elwood learned the hard way, you've got to be able to play every single night. So you want to go out, play solid the next two, and get ready for the conference tournament.
Yeah, there's no easy night in Fort Kearney conference basketball, and everybody kind of knows that. I mean, Eustace, I don't know who they've all played, but, I mean, we're not overlooking them either. Loomis had a big win over Elwood. Elwood scores a ton of points, so Loomis is a dangerous team. So we take it one game at a time. Doesn't matter who we're playing, but whoever we play that night, it's the most important game. That's the way we kind of focus on it. And we just kind of go that route with it.
Well, Coach, one last thing, and we'll let you get out of here. The Meat Dog is so fast. There was three or four times where, even though you had him covered, he decided it was his turn. But it seemed like if you didn't get back tonight, and a lot of teams have trouble getting back against Wilcox Hildreth, that's one of those things that's not going to show up on the stat sheet when you do it right. But talk about getting back, not allowing the Falcons a lot of transition points.
We kind of had a feeling they would try to push, and that's most teams that we play. They're going to try to run in transition just because we're such a tall, big team, and we're pretty good in the half court. But, yeah, even when he hurt his ankle, he's still faster than anyone on the court. So he kind of ran circles around us a few times, but he's a heck of a player too. And Just hope he stays healthy with conference tournament coming up. But that was definitely a big goal for us. We wanted to make sure we get back in transition, and you just got to crowd the paint when he starts driving.
Well, Coach, we'll see you at the conference tournament. Nice win tonight, and keep up the good work. Congratulations, Andy.
Thanks.
Andy Klepper, head coach. I don't know. Should I shake hands with a guy that has the flu? I don't know. It's worth it, though. Big win for Axtell tonight. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this on the New West Postgame Show.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Continuing on the New West Postgame Show, head coach Brent Heinrichs joins us here. We've had a couple of chances to cover him. Randy and the rest of the crew have seen you play, my first chance, so don't blame me for this. But we've talked with you on the Doug and Daddy Show, and obviously we know a little bit about your ball club, but it was not meant to be. It's hard to run the table. At the end of the season, if things go right, you're going to say, you know what, it was okay to have that loss. We don't need that pressure on us as well. But it stings when you got a full house here tonight, and yeah, erase the 13-point deficit. Let's start there. You had to feel good at that point.
Yeah, you know, we did, and we were down 7 at halftime, and it got away from us a little bit in the third quarter, and we did feel good. But we had, we were battling some things in a little bit and foul trouble, and I knew it was going to come right down to the wire. So the whole game, even when we battled back, they got a couple offensive rebounds right when the crunch time, when we needed to secure the rebound and get another look. I really thought that was the difference in the game. We talked about it all week, how they're an excellent rebounding team. And, we couldn't keep them off the boards, and we left a good position to try to block shots, to do reckless things, we gave him too many second chance points or easy baskets. And you can't do that against Axtell. You got to defend that 6 feet closest to the hoop. So, other than that, Fishel makes that three. I think Lundin makes a three or so, but we did a pretty good job of covering that. But second shots killed us. They were the tougher, more physical team tonight, and they deserved to win it.
I had you 4 of 28 from three-point land. That's not a stat you want to hear.
No, I mean that's very bad. And we had a lot rimmed in and out, and then just one of those things. We had some clean looks. I didn't think we shot a lot of bad shots, so to speak. I mean, but. Once we got behind, they were taking away the inside, and we had Tristan out of there about halftime anyway because of foul trouble. So, we just had to play the hand that's dealt to us, so to speak.
I want to ask you a couple of questions, the same that I asked Andy. First off, how did you view the Farley-Hanson matchup tonight inside?
I told Tristan all week, I thought Tristan had a chance to use some moves and get underneath of him, and a couple times he did that, and especially early, but was unable to finish at the end of that. And if we could have got those and got his confidence going, the big thing with Sturgis is you can't let him back you down and get to the front of the rim. And we talked about if he started to do that, where the double should come from. We did a poor job of that. We doubled from the backside block a couple times, which is a big no-no. And, we just didn't first half, we just weren't mentally into the game. I mean, even, I get ready to check somebody in if a kid just picked up three fouls and he says, well, who should I go for? We just weren't really mentally in it. After half, I thought we were more focused. We hustled better and did a better job while we were making our run of keeping them off the glass and playing better help side defense. So we just don't want to
get in a situation where we're leaving guys on an island that are undersized and they're not going to be very successful. And usually we do a good job of doubling or helping from the backside. We didn't do a very good job of that tonight.
Another minute here with Brent Heinrichs, head coach at Wilcox Hildreth. They suffered their first defeat tonight by 3 at the hands of Axtell. The second question that I also asked Andy was, you guys are so good with Ivan out there, whether it's off a made basket, off of a rebound. You get a lot of points by beating teams back, and Axtell did a great job of getting back tonight.
They did, and hats off to them. They tried to take away our strengths, and and they did a good job of getting back and keeping Ivan from the transition game, which he is very good at. And that's one thing that we talked that we wanted to get them in a transition game. We thought that was one of our strengths. The less we could get into a half-court game, the better. And, it just didn't work out that way. It worked more into their favor. We needed more of a scattered court type of game. But, they did a good job. They took away our strengths. And, we didn't make the plays when we needed to. We left some things on the table, especially early. And, it cost us in the end.
Well, obviously, one of the reasons you got back into it, you quit turning the ball over.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many turnovers you probably do. I haven't looked at that yet.
I scratched 9 in the first half, and the only one I gave you in the second half was that scramble that ended up being an over and back call. So that's a hustle play there.
Yeah, and we've done a good job this year of not turning the ball over for the most part. And against the zone team, I mean, let's be honest, you shouldn't turn it over that much. We had way too many in the first half. We had some drives and stuff inside, and then we tried to make some interior passes down here, and I don't know what happened. They ended up going out of bounds or off somebody's foot. We just were a step sloppy tonight, or maybe slow, and you can't against a good team. But that's basketball, and I told the team afterwards, we got to learn from our mistakes, work on those next week, and point out what we do right and try to expand upon that and get ready for the conference tournament.
Again, the world didn't end tonight. You lost a 3-point game to a 12-3 ball club in a rivalry game. So it wasn't all gloom. And the 3 or 4 things we pointed out, if it was so far below average, it kind of tells us how good your team has been. You're going to play a Franklin team, the only team left before conference. They haven't won a game. If something bad doesn't happen, you're going to be okay there. So you get a lot of practice time. I'm sure the kids are going to love that.
that's right. And you're right. I mean, we look at that game and we say, hey, there's a lot of things that we could have done better. We don't want to look at a team like maybe Elm Creek or Overton last year that we played pretty well and still really weren't a part of the game at the end. And that's kind of frustrating. So, hey, it's fun. It's basketball. We got to keep, their head up and in it and try to improve every week as a team. And that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, here's my observation and I'll give you again some credit here. When's the last time radio, TV, paper, all here, full gym, watching outstanding Wilcox Hildreth basketball? The girls have a good record. You guys have an outstanding record. Axtell's got good records. And you just look back a handful of years ago, how things have turned around here at Wilcox Hildreth. So I know that maybe there's not a ton of kids that are necessarily coming up the pipe, but you got something special going right now, and you guys have put a lot of good work in.
Well, I appreciate that, and the kids have done a good job, and we appreciate, they've laid their hearts out and worked hard in the summer to try to, as I tell them, to put a good product out on the floor, which you didn't see for the first half tonight for sure. But, we're trying to achieve that, and we want people to be excited. You hear somebody say, well, we don't get much support. People want to come to see a good product, see good games. They don't want to see sloppy stuff, so that's what we're trying to do.
Well, I know the officiating in the JV game was a little sketchy, but everybody overcame that, and we can't wait to see a conference tournament, Brent.
All right, thanks so much.
Takes care, buddy. Brent Heinrichs, as we wrap things up here on the New West post-game show, a couple of more things to go over here, and then we'll wrap things up. Scores tonight, UNK sweeps South Dakota Mines. It took the women a little extra tonight. They were down double digits in the first half. They were down 7 or 9, if I had that right, at halftime, but they come back to win it 65-54, and they've won 5 of their last 6. The men, 99-62 over South Dakota Mines in their victory tonight. Other girls' basketball games from tonight around the area. Let's give you a few of those scores as you're heading home. Most of them have probably been in the books. The Kearney girls a winner tonight, but the boys fall in overtime at Lincoln East. They were down big early as well. Some other girls' games from tonight. Aurora beats Seward 58-47. Got the Central Conference tournament brackets today. Northwest and Seward are the 7 and 9 seeds in the girls. So You know, if you've been good, look out. If you haven't been, you can always get there. Axtell, our winner here tonight, 44-31. Bruning Davenport Shickley beat Exeter Milligan in overtime. Beatrice Girls beat Omaha Scutt. Boone Central Newman Grove, 1 point better than Ord in overtime. Broken Bow beat Gothenburg. Central City over Wood River. Centura, no problem with Gibbon tonight. Deschler, a 3-point win over Harvard in girls action. Elm Creek beat Pleasanton, 46-37. Eustis Farnham downs Overton, 60-50 in other conference play. Hastings clips Grand Island Northwest, 39-33. St. Cecilia, a winner tonight over Aquinas, 80-51. It was Kennesaw over Franklin, 65-40. Minden beat Holdridge tonight, 59-38 in girls action. A couple of others, Ravenna got by Arcadia Loup City, 42-29. And I think that's it for the girls' game in the area. As far as the boys' games on this Friday night, here is your recap of area scores. We'll start with our game here, 55-52, Axtell. Deschler beat Harvard, 59-29. Elm Creek boys over Pleasanton, 69-59. Holdridge over Minden, 38-37. The second straight one-point loss for the Minden boys. Kennesaw, no problem with Franklin, 50-9. It was 62-53, Lincoln East over Kearney boys in overtime. Overton beat Eustis Farnham, 59-49. Ravenna over Arcadia Loup City, 54-45. Tomorrow, Kearney Catholic girls play Wayne at 3, boys against Boys Town at home at 6 on ESPN Radio. And here on Classic Hits, the finals of the Lou Platt Conference wrestling tournament from Loup City should get underway around 2 o'clock. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine postgame show, New West Sports and Orthopedic Surgery postgame. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Axtell sweeps the doubleheader tonight, winning the girls' game 44-31 and handing the Wilcox Hildreth boys their first loss, 55-52. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, who's ready to go home, I'm Doug Dudasink. Thanks for joining us, and good night, everyone, from Wilcox.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.